Well, good afternoon once again, friends. It's really good of you to join us for another devotional message. Still can't believe that it's January. It's so beautiful, the weather. Very, very mild. There's been no frost. There's been no snow. The skies are blue. I've just got a shirt on today because it's a very pleasant day down here in Lisburn. Hope you're all doing well, and hope you're enjoying the Lord and fellowshipping daily with the Saviour. I have never seen a living cuckoo in real life. Grandfather used to have a little cuckoo clock up on the wall above the chair that he sat on. That's as close as I've ever got to seeing a real living cuckoo. I've seen pictures of them. I think I saw a stuffed one somewhere. I might have heard one when I was a little boy, but I have never seen a cuckoo. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, exhorted us to behold the fowls of the air. Think about the birds. Look at the birds. Observe them, because there's so much that we can learn from them. And many, many birds are mentioned in the Bible. And the cuckoo is mentioned in the Bible. It's listed in the book of Leviticus amongst the unclean birds. Got this old bird book with me here. 1974. How do we go at restoring it? Picked it up in an old second-hand bookshop for £1.50. And sort of put a new cover on it there and fixed it up nice, got it restored. I'd like to have a wee look at it, maybe take it away with us if we're going on holidays and tick off the birds that we can see. So there's a nice picture here of the cuckoo, that grey one just there. That's the male, and then the brown one in behind it, that's the female. But cuckoos are not nice birds at all. They might look nice in flight, they might make a nice noise, but they're not a nice bird by nature, and they're listed amongst the unclean. It's amazing how the Word of God seems to tally the nature of some of these birds as it lists them amongst the unclean. And the cuckoo is not a nice bird at all. The cuckoo is a lazy bird, I believe. It's a crafty bird. It's a subtle bird. It thinks only of itself, because whenever the cuckoo lays its eggs, it will find a host nest. It will not build its own nest to raise its own young in and its own brood in. But the cuckoo will go off and find a host bird nest, and it will lay its eggs in that particular nest. And then it will take off. And that little host bird, it might be a sparrow, it might be a robin, it might be a thrush, it might be a starling, it might be a nightingale, it can be virtually any type of bird, will scarcely notice that a unusual or a foreign egg has been put in its nest. And so that poor little host bird sits on the eggs. The eggs hatch. The cuckoo, whenever it hatches, true to its nature, looks after its own. It begins to push the other little eggs out of the nest. And whenever some, perhaps, of those little fledglings are there before the cuckoo is, it'll push them out as well and destroy all of the other fledgling little birds in the nest. And of course then the host bird thinks the cuckoo's its own bird and will raise the cuckoo. Even if the cuckoo doesn't look like it or behave like it or resemble it at all, the host bird gets the job of raising the cuckoo, which ultimately will destroy it. And there's valuable lessons there for us as we live the Christian life. The Bible is very clear that we have an adversary, the devil. And the Bible speaks about the strongholds of the devil as well. And those strongholds can be formed in our homes, in our hearts, in our minds, our thought lives. And they can eventually take over our lives completely. You see, the devil, like the cuckoo, wants to find somebody that he can prey on. He might take a thought or a temptation, plant it in our minds. And we might not even be all that aware of it because he's so subtle. But then that little thought begins to develop, it begins to grow, it maybe hatches into an action, it begins to push other things, good things, right things, proper things out of our lives, and soon it takes over completely. And the little seed thought, the little egg, has become something that's dominant and to the fore in our lives. It consumes our time, our energy, our livelihoods. It's like a temptation or a thought planted in the mind can lead to a desire. The desire can lead to an action. The action can ultimately lead to a habit. And then the habit can lead to an entire lifestyle, and it just takes over our lives completely. It might start off something very innocent, just looking at something on the screen, perhaps listening to something, speaking to somebody, going someplace, taking something into your system, alcohol or drugs or some other thing, and then soon it begins to dominate our lives completely. So we need to beware of the cuckoos in life, satanic things, sins and temptations that can be so subtly planted into our minds, into our hearts, and they begin to take over completely. Just another little lesson from the birds, and may God bless these simple thoughts to our hearts today. We'll see you again, hopefully, very soon, and until then, keep close to the Lord. God bless you. See you next time.